I'll ask you to repeat that last question just to make sure that we got it on. We're talking about the young onions on the stalk. Will you call those what?
I call them sets.
Sets.
Onion set.
Okay. What are some of the vegetables that you would use for a good soup, that you put in a good soup?
Well, I like a vegetable soup. I like butter beans, okra, and tomatoes is my choice of a vegetable soup.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if I ain't got the butter beans, I put peas and butter beans.
Mm-hmm.
And okra, I like okra. Mm-hmm. The right part of it in my vegetable soup.
You like that mainly cooked how, if it's not in the soup?
Well, I like the okra cooked by itself, or either you can just take a pot of okra and put it in a pot of peas or put on top of the peas.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it that way. Mm-hmm. But I like it not exactly fried, but in a fryer and have it a little, not batter it, what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. If you left an apple or a plum around too long, maybe in the sun, what would you say would happen to it?
Well, it would get too ripe.
Mm-hmm. Or it would dry up.
Yeah, in a period of time.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it would shrivel?
Yeah.
Shrivel?
I'd say it would swivel, or what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
You said shrivel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about some leafy vegetables that you like?
Turnips, I can tell you that. Turnip salad, I'm great about that.
Turnip salad?
Yeah, and I like collards.
Mm-hmm.
Just the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
But turnip is mine. I like them better than the collard.
Mm-hmm. What about cabbage?
I like cabbage very well.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not cooked to death, so steam cook them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have turnips and then collards and then cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at cabbage, several of them, and you were speaking about their size, you would say these?
A large head.
Mm-hmm. What about different kinds of beans that you have?
Well, we've got string beans and the running beans and the bunch beans. These are beans that we raise around here.
Well, how are they different from each other?
The string beans, these you have to stick the vines, they run.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch bean is just grows it up and don't run, and it makes it near the ground.
Uh-huh.
And they're a whiter bean, and the bunch bean is a greener bean.
Mm-hmm.
What about those big flat beans? What do you call those?
Lima beans.
Lima beans.
Whole beans.
Lima beans is flat though, like a butter bean.
You're talking about the pod.
Well, the pod is that pole bean is a running bean, what I call it.
The butter bean would be the type you don't eat in the pod.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And a lima bean too now.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. Hey, Archie. Archie, that's meet Mr. Bassett here, Mr.
Hi.
Cook.
Hi, Marvin Bassett. Glad to meet you.
He got me taking a course. Yeah. I'm explaining what I eat and how I talk.
It's all kind of thing. You were talking about heads of lettuce. Have you ever heard anybody talk about their children as so many heads of children? I know you talk about cattle, you know, as head of cattle. Have you ever heard anybody refer to their children that way?
Not a common thing, no, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard them say there's so many heads.
Yeah.
In the family.
Yeah.
Or something to refer to it a few times.
You were talking about a person who had 23 children.